If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As the New York Giants prepare for their final preseason game of the 2024 season, I take a look at how long we should actually wait before we're allowed to criticize anybody in an organization. I think this is a very important question. I think it's one that needs to get answered. And I think it's one where New York Giants fans probably need to look themselves in the mirror and see what they've done in the past and what they might want to change and keep the same energy for in the future. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue. 3, 2, 1, go! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. New York Giants on SI YouTube channel, New York Giants on SI on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you get all of your news and information from the New York Giants on SI website. That's where you can find anything from late breaking news to features to play design and structure, things that I like to do over there. We really do appreciate it. Color me surprised, our last podcast, where I looked up and we had quite a bit of viewers. And I appreciate everybody who listened to the last podcast. And I apologize about not getting back to you sooner. I try to go into the comments, if you don't know, and respond and or communicate with as many people who leave comments as possible. And so I thought it was interesting because a lot of people seem to have a beef with my criticism of Joe Shane. I want you to know, first off, that I am a firm believer that a team, any team, but especially this team, the New York Giants, they warrant criticism, but they also warrant optimism. If you've heard me talk on this podcast, you've heard me say optimistic things about what I've seen. You've heard me say positive things about what I believe Daniel Jones can do as a quarterback for this team. You've heard me talk about the things that I don't believe Daniel Jones is good at, and that I probably don't think he'll ever be great at, right? You've heard me talk about the personnel decisions that I loved, and you've heard me talk about the personnel decisions that I was not a fan of. What's interesting to me is that many of the Giants fans who have an issue with what I said about the personnel decisions and more specifically, the decision to give Daniel Jones this contract extension and the ramifications from that action are the same people who, from the moment David Gettleman took the job as GM of the New York Giants, had nothing but negative and critical things to say about him. Now, I'm not a David Gettleman fan, right? I think he did a bad job doing the overall construction and how he handled things in Carolina. I thought he did a poor job on some of the decision-making in free agency, right? I've said that I think his drafts are better than people want to give him credit for, because look at the production of the draft picks in this league. Yes, he's had some busts, or he's had some picks that haven't panned out because of whatever reason. Like, do you really blame him for the Baker choice when Baker was caught up in a legal matter that he was ultimately like found not guilty of, right? If I'm remembering correctly, do you blame him for that? Or do you blame him for not sticking with Baker through the legal process? Because if that's the truth, then okay. But nobody's going to be able to predict that somebody's going to have a legal issue that makes the team say, hey, we don't want to really like stay tethered to that person. If that's the overall philosophy of the team. Like, you see other teams where they stick through players through this. They don't just throw them out to pasture, right? Kansas City, you get in trouble, they reprimand you, but they don't throw you out the pasture. They try to work with you. They try to bring out the best in you. They try to a certain extent rehabilitate you. And then they reap the benefits of that because you have really good players. And now those players feel more loyalty to the team because that team stuck with them through probably their worst times. So I don't know if you can criticize David Gettleman for that. You want to make fun of David Gettleman for trading up and taking Kadarius Toney? Fine. Just remember what the thought process was on Kadarius Toney when he came out of Florida. It wasn't like New York was the only team positioning to try to take Kadarius Toney in the first round. So we have to be honest about that. The talent that is Kadarius Toney is undeniable. And even when he was with the Giants, he flashed that talent that made people go, oh my God, like he can be one of those ones. Right? Now, what has happened and the way in which you personally feel about Kadarius Toney has clouded what the actual talent of Kadarius Toney is. But since I am not like a homer, and I don't really get into what personally these players think and or do off the football field, I could care less. All I know is that he didn't take care of business, right? That's what I do know. That's what I'll do. Kadarius Toney didn't take care of business and thus ended up not being a good player for the Giants. Now, all of that is said because from the moment David Gettleman got to New York the second time, right, when he took over as GM, you would think that he was the GM for 10 years. But in reality, he was only the GM for 4 years. 4 years. And out of those 4 years, when we start looking at the drafts and what the drafts produced for David Gettleman, right? I have to feel as if there's more positives than negatives. I have to feel as if there's more positives than negatives. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to pull up the Giants draft history. And shout out to Pro Football Reference, because I go there for a lot of the information when I need it, like right now, right? His first year was in 2018, right? He was 4 years, 18, 19, 20, and 21. Those are the years that he was in charge of the draft. 2018, Saquon Barkley. Everybody criticized the Barkley pick because of where he was picked, right? You can't argue the talent, and you certainly couldn't argue how he came into the league, right? You certainly can't argue what happened the moment he hit the ground running in New York. He was a star. Year two, he was a star. Year three, he got hurt early. Year four, changes, right? Year four changes, hurt, healthy, hurt and healthy. Year five, he's back to the business. Year four, year five, he's back to the business. He's Saquon Barkley again. Year six, everybody gets hurt, him included. He still has 900 plus yards. They get him out. They get him out the paint. Right? So I don't know what people think, but that is a successful number one pick. He's still going. Many people in the league still believe that he's one of the best running backs in the league. The second round pick, Will Hernandez, guard, started a couple years, and then for some reason, I don't know why, started to kind of fall off, went over, and then continued to be a starter with other people. Went over to, I believe, Arizona as a starter. A guy who starts multiple years at guard in this league is not a disappointment, and he's a second round pick. Lorenzo Carter, right? The problem with Lorenzo Carter is that he wasn't a prolific sack guy. But Lorenzo Carter played really, really well for the Giants. He just didn't get a lot of sacks. And because he didn't do the sexy thing, people thought, oh, he's not that good. Or he wasn't that good. Or he didn't perform that well for the Giants. But Lorenzo Carter played well for the Giants at that outside linebacker position under multiple regimes, right? Like, it wasn't as if he didn't perform up to his like billing. He's a third round pick who gave you production like a starter. Four sacks as a rookie, four and a half as a sophomore. One sack in 2020, but he only played five games. Right? 2021 for the Giants, five sacks. They get him out of here. He's 26 years old. They got him out of there after the 2021 season, when the new regime took over, looking for edge rushing and linebacking depth. They got him out of there. He goes to Atlanta and continues to be the same dude. Four sacks, 50 plus tackles, 12 QB hits. 2023, he only started one game and still got three sacks and 35 tackles. That's not a bust for a third round pick. Sorry. I don't know what you guys think you're supposed to get out of a third round pick, but he's doing the job. The other third round pick, BJ Hill, nose guard, defensive tackle, right? BJ Hill spends 3 years with the Giants, 5.5 sacks as a rookie, by the way. He spends 3 years with the Giants, where they've got him playing in that 30 front, right? The next 2 years, he gets one sack apiece, but he is a bell cow inside. He's the reason why Dexter Lawrence is playing on the outside. He's the reason why Dexter Lawrence is playing defensive end the beginning of his career instead of nose guard. They trade him or let him go. I don't remember exactly. I think it was maybe a trade. They get him out of there going into 2021, right? The next 3 years for Cincinnati, 5.5 sacks, 3 sacks, 4.5 sacks from the defensive tackle position. As the third round pick, he has in 6 years, 20.5 sacks. That is not a bust. That is not a bust. Kyle LaLetta in the fourth round. Okay, whatever. Fourth round, it ain't good. RJ McIntosh, eh. But those premium rounds, first, second, and third, 2028, you can't really have any issue with. The only issue you have is that they took Saquon Barkley and not Josh Allen, because the other quarterbacks who were taken early are both not good. And Josh Allen fell to the perfect situation for him, had to change a lot about his game, and still turns the ball over more than anybody in the history of football, Jameis Winston included, and Jameis Winston couldn't see. That's what Josh Allen is right now. For the record, I thought they should have taken Barkley and double back and got Lamar Jackson. That was what I had said. I'm on record as it. I've written about it. I've talked about it. I thought if the Giants were able to get Barkley and Lamar Jackson, life changes forever. But you guys know how that goes. In 2019, his David Gettleman's like worst draft pick, in my opinion, was taking Daniel Jones with the sixth pick. He reached because last year he got a lot of flack for not reaching. He reached for Daniel Jones because in 2018, everybody said he should have reached for a quarterback. So he reached for Daniel Jones. He thought he had the next Eli Manning. He was wrong. But he had three number one picks that year. The second number one pick was Dexter Lawrence. The third number one pick was DeAndre Baker. That was with the 30th overall pick, right? And DeAndre Baker only had 1 year. He only had 1 year because after that, legal issues hit. Third round, O'Shane Zimenez performed pretty well for the Giants as a third round pick. Fourth round pick, Julian Love. Absolute steal. Ryan Connolly is the fifth round pick. But another fifth round pick is Darius Slayton, who has been the best wide receiver on the Giants over the past 5 years. That is that's a win. That's winning. I got Daniel Jones because he's a starter, right? Dexter Lawrence. And by the way, he's a starter, and then people re-upped on him. Dexter Lawrence, who is a starter that they re-upped on. Julian Love, who they should have re-upped on and didn't, and is making money in Seattle and is one of the top 100 players in the league. And Darius Slayton, who they still have under contract, but they're about to let go at some point because they're silly. Right? Because they think that there's somebody else who can do what Darius Slayton can do without ever proving that they can do what Darius Slayton does. That was 2019. 2020, Andrew Thomas, Xavier McKinney. I'm sorry, stop right there. That's win-win. Andrew Thomas, Xavier McKinney, number one pick, second round pick. That's win-win. Third round pick, Matt Pert. Okay. Right? Okay. That's not the greatest picks. That's not the greatest pick. Fourth round pick, Darnay Holmes. It's a great pick. You know why? Because Darnay Holmes has started multiple years as the nickel. He has provided quality depth when not starting. What else do you want out of a fourth round pick? Anything that you get more out of a fourth round pick turns into Julian Love, right? It turns into Darius Slayton. But Darnay Holmes was a great selection in the fourth round. Fifth round, Shane Lemieux had injuries, never was able to kind of get right. The sixth round was Cam Brown, who became a special teams, regular for the next 4 years, the next 3 years. And Carter Coughlin, who became special teamers for the next few years, and who's still here as one of the linchpins of the special teams. That's when Tay Crowder was a seventh round pick, and Tay Crowder ended up starting.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was a seventh round pick that ended up getting some starts. 2021, if you want to say the 2021 season is the worst season he had as a draft evaluator, okay, cool. Kadarius Toney moved up to get him in the first round. All right, slick, cool. Bad. We'll just call it bad. The second round, he got Azeez Ojulari, who without injuries would be one of the best pass rushers in the NFC East. He was trending that way. Right? Like, let's not have hindsight, because that's what I've been accused of is hindsight. Oh, you're saying it on the back end. No, I was saying a lot of this stuff on the front end. People just weren't listening at that time. They weren't reading Giants Country articles that I was doing. They weren't listening to the podcast with Patricia Traynor when she would have me on and I would say all of this stuff. None of this stuff is new for me. Right? None of it is new. But in Ojulari's first year, he had 8 sacks. His second year, he had 5.5, and he only started 5 games. He played in 7. He only started 5 games. He had 5.5. In 2023, he was injured a lot. He played more games. He started more games. He didn't have the greatest season. He only had 2.5 sacks. Ladies and gentlemen, this dude, when healthy, is a force. He has explosiveness. The book is still out on him. But he was not a bad pick as a second round pick. As a second round pick, it was a great pick. It was a great pick. Why? Because edge rushers are hard to come by. Now, all of this leads to now the 2022 season when Joe Shane takes over. And I'm going to tell you what Joe Shane's first draft looks like, because it's going to feel similar. Kayvon Thibodeau, great. Great. Is he a superstar? No. But he's great. Do I think he has the ability to be a superstar? Yes. He's not there yet. But I can't be mad at the draft pick. That's what you want out of first rounder, somebody who is ascending. 15.5 sacks in 2 seasons. Yes, sign me up for that. Evan Neal. I didn't want to draft him in the first place. I'm still on record as saying that I wanted Cross. But Evan Neal's your guy. And guess what? They're not even willing to let Evan Neal fight for the job. They've already just decided he's going to be a backup. According to sources, he's going to be a backup at guard and tackle. They rather leave Journeyman Van Roten in at guard. They rather leave Journeyman right tackle, Illuminor in at tackle, because both of them have played more consistent in the last year, when Evan Neal has just been injured the last 2 years, and everybody tells me he had the worst offensive line coach in America. So, like, both of those things don't mean that you're going to be bad, right? Like, they're not going to make you worse than what you should be, right? Injuries and a bad coach. I digress. Evan Neal's the guy. If he doesn't pan out, that is a bust. And a big bust, because that is a top 10 pick. The second round pick was Wandale Robinson. Good pick, right? Good pick. Like, solid number 3 receiver. Probably never going to be a number 2 guy, just based off of the how his position is. The 2 third round picks, Joshua Zudu and Cordell Flott. They're third round picks. So you're expecting like to get them to starter level. Slot started in the slot last year, right? Will he be the starter opposite Deontay Banks? We don't know. Joshua Zudu has been kicked around all the time, hasn't really been able to like latch in and be at one position. So the jury's still out on him. Bellinger in the fourth round. Is he a starter? Is he a backup? Is he we don't know. Jury's still out. But right now, he just looks like just another like tight end. Right? But it's fourth round. So if you get him to be a starter, that's a, like a legitimate starter, then that's a win. Dane Belton, fourth round. If you get him to be a legitimate starter, it's a win. We don't know. Micah McFadden as the fifth round is a win, right? Micah McFadden in the fifth round is a win. But let's not be mistaken. Micah McFadden is only starting for the Giants because they have nobody better. Micah McFadden has a lot of warts on him. But as a fourth round pick, he's supposed to have warts. Will he be able to shave those warts down? DJ Davidson, depth guy, don't really know what he'll turn into. McKeithen doesn't look like he's going to turn into much. We'll see. And then Darian Beavers as the sixth round pick, who was trending to start over Micah McFadden until he had a knee injury, and now we just don't know. That was the first. There's a lot of we don't know there for Joe Shane. And again, it was all love for Joe Shane when he came in, and nothing but vitriol for David Gettleman when he took the job. His second year on the job, this is Joe Shane. Deontay Banks, who's good but gets beat. John Michael Smith, who was not good as a rookie. Jalen Hyatt, who was not good as a rookie. That's your first, second, and third round picks. If Jalen Hyatt turns into the Giants' number two, it's a good pick. But remember, the current Giants' number two is a fifth-round pick. Eric Gray, running back in the fifth round. Okay. Trey Hawkins, he's on witness protection. We ain't seen him, haven't heard from him in the sixth round. Jordan Riley looks like he could be a great depth piece. Is he a starter? No. Javarius Owens in the seventh round, nothing. But again, Jordan Riley doesn't have to be a starter. He just has to be a good depth piece because he's a seventh round pick. But that's what the 2023 year looks like. Tell me who you are absolutely excited from that 2023 year. And then 2024 is Malik Nabers, right? Who we all think is going to be great. Tyler Newbin, who we think can be good, but hasn't usurped any one of the two safeties yet as the second round pick who had a first round evaluation on him. Andrew Phillips seems like he's an irritant. We're going to find out if he's a really good slot corner though, right? Theo Johnson, who looks every bit of the part of a stud tight end, but does not seem to have fluidity, right? I watched him run a screen pass. He didn't seem to know how to set up blocks. He then tried to leap and jump over people without them ever diving at him. It was really strange. He hasn't looked smooth in his route running. He has all the athletic ability in the world. He's not a great blocker in line. How do I know? They keep putting offensive linemen in the block. They're signing fullbacks. Why? Because the tight ends that they have not shown the ability to consistently block. That's your fourth-round draft pick after taking a fourth-round draft pick on Bellinger in 2022. After not re-signing Evan Engram before you took the job. I mean, after you took the job. Tyrone Tracy's a fifth-round pick. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, because Eric Gray, the running back, was a fifth-round pick. Two fifth-round pick running backs Neither one of them make me go, oh my God, you found a stud. And then Darius Mousau, at linebacker. Like, what's sexy about these? Malik Nabers, sexy. Is Deontay Banks sexy? Kayvon Thibodeau, sexy. Let's say Deontay Banks is sexy, right? 3 years in, three sexy picks. Let's go back to 2018. Saquon Barkley is sexy. Daniel Jones, quarterback, sexy. Andrew Thomas, like all of his number one picks, hit. Barkley hit. Dexter Lawrence, hit. Daniel Jones got a second contract. So obviously he must have hit, right? We can't go on both sides of it. We can't say that they deserve to give Daniel Jones that contract, right? When he won the playoff game and played well versus the worst passing defense in the NFL, right? We can't say that he deserved that contract extension, but then also say it was a bad pick by Gettleman. Like, we can't diss Gettleman for the pick if the next regime came in and gave him an extension. Dexter Lawrence got the extension. Andrew Thomas got the extension. Xavier McKinney became one of the highest paid safeties in the league. Julian Love, one of the highest paid safeties in the league. These are people that they decided not to re-sign. When you look at the guys who are making the things happen on this Giants team, or the guys who they are relying on to make things happen on this Giants team, it starts with the David Gettleman draft picks. It starts with Daniel Jones as your quarterback. It starts with Dexter Lawrence as your nose guard, as the leader of your defense. It starts with Andrew Thomas as the leader of the offensive line at your left tackle. It starts with those guys. And when the 2024 season opens up, you want to know how many players for David Gettleman will be starting from his draft, right? You want to know how many players are going to receive significant minutes from his draft? Barkley will. Will Hernandez will. Lorenzo Carter will. BJ Hill will. Never forget that Will Hernandez left the Giants after 4 years and has started every year since leaving. He can't be that bad, ladies and gentlemen. Now ask yourself, how many players off of this Joe Shane team is going to be starting for the team and he's still in charge? Malik Nabers is going to start. That's the end of the list from 2024. That's the end of the list. Now, will Newbin and Phillips and Theo Johnson get like some time? Yes, but we're talking about starters. Deontay Banks is going to start. Schmitz is going to start. That's the end of that list. That's the end of that list. Is Jalin Hyatt going to get minutes? Absolutely. Eric Gray, right? Go down to the next one. Thibodeau is going to start. Wandell is going to start. Maybe Daniel Bellinger is starting. Maybe Cordell Flott is starting. Maybe Dane Belton is starting. I don't know. Micah McFadden is a starter. So Thibodeau, Robinson, Bellinger, or we'll say for sure Thibodeau, Robinson, and for sure McFadden are starting. Those numbers look way different than the starters, right? The guys who are contributing. So, like, if we want to do the math on who did the best job, right, just from the draft, Why am I not allowed to criticize what Joe Shane has done so far? How can I look at what he's done and go, oh my gosh, I give him a stamp of approval. I believe in him going forward. The only thing that you guys ever tell us that Joe Shane is doing really well is creating cap space. But who cares how much cap space you create if we don't know what you're going to do with it? Because you're not creating cap space to pay your own players. The ones who are the good on the team. Oh, well, why should you be paying players for a losing team? Because they're the good ones. Pay the good ones, get rid of the bad ones. Don't pay the bad ones and get rid of the good ones. That just seems to make sense. But I digress. And tomorrow, Sunday, we'll be able to look at what they're putting on the field for this final preseason game versus the Jets. They had one joint practice. The Jets dominated that joint practice. Are you going to be okay with not putting your starters back out there to see them perform versus other starters? Remember, in the last game versus the Texans, the starters performed poorly versus the other starters. Starting offense didn't do anything. Starting defense didn't stop anything. Not really. Versus the other starters. Are you willing to sit them all and just let the chips fall where they may game one? Or do we get another dress rehearsal? I say we need another dress rehearsal if I'm the Giants. What do you say? How do you feel? Hey, how about this? How about we go live tomorrow? How about we go live tomorrow before the start of the game, a Giant issue, come in, leave your comments. We'll talk about it. What do we want to see? What do we think will happen? How do we think this will play out? We'll have it all for you tomorrow, right here on the New York Giants on SI. Make sure that you take the time to like, subscribe, do all of those things that help us to continue to grow this channel. I don't know if I'm being honest. I don't know if we're going to get the 2,000 subscribers before game one, but I'd love to. So let's keep on. Hey, listen, I know that just based off of my last podcast, we had somewhere close to 60 plus new subscribers. That's great. And welcome to all of you new dudes and new women who support the Giants, who want to hear unbiased opinion. I appreciate it. We're still trying to grow this thing. The Big Blue Breakdown with Paul Dottino is doing great things over there. Make sure that you continue to support the Big Blue Breakdown on New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Make sure you follow me on X at Gene Clemens, on anywhere actually at Gene Clemens. And if you want, subscribe to the Coach Gene Clemens YouTube channel at Coach Gene Clemens. Until next time, I'm me and I have a Giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.